السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد حضرت خواجہ مجذوب حسن رحمۃ اللہ علیہ you have been listening to his kalam in the zikr majlis and at other times he was a true عاشق of Allah تعالیٰ and his رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم In his poetry also there is nothing but kalam of marifa, the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart, ishq of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, or the khawf of, and fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab in this world, in the akhirah. This is what it increases. Just on one couplet of his Hazrat Mawlana, Ashraf Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mujaddid Millat. He said, if I had 100,000 rupees also, I would have given it to you. Just on that one little couplet. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ho gayi. ہو گئی ہو گئی سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی Every other desire has left my heart. A true عاشق of Allah تبارک و تعالی is saying that Ya Allah, every other desire has left my heart. There's no other desire left now. Of the worldly things, material things, there's no desire. If Allah Ta'ala gives it with His ihsan, with His fazal, without really racing and chasing after it, then alhamdulillah. But with istighna, the person accepts it. But his heart is attached with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat hogi. No more that desire that I want this, I want that, I want that. This world is a world of means. And living in this world, there are necessities of life, there are requirements of life. Person needs a home, he needs car, he needs food, he needs shelter, he needs clothing. So we are not talking about that. But where the person is just desirous that he must get more and more and more of the worldly things, and he forgets the akhirah, that is objectionable. In any case, he says, Har tamanna dil se rukhsat, dil se rukhsat. Not just words. We will say it 1,000 times. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. But it is not the condition of our hearts. We just step outside the masjid and then see what's the condition of our hearts. How much of greed there is in there. So when he said that, he was really meaning what he was saying. There was haqiqat in those words. It was not just words without ruh, without meaning. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai ke jis dil mein tu na ho. This is Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh again. He says, Kis kaam ka wo gul hai ke jis gul mein bu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai ke jis gul mein bu na ho. کس کام کا وہ دل ہے کہ جس دل میں تو نہ ہو What is the sense of a flower if it hasn't got fragrance? That kind of flower which has got no fragrance is like a body which has got no soul. And say, what is the purpose of a heart in my body if it does not have your love, O Allah? So Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, if we have to save, then it is something different. But when a person who is of that caliber, when he says, that Hazrat Khwaja Sahib ki ashar mein, hal hi hal hai, qal ka naam nahi. In his poetry, there's only hal. True hal, his real condition of the heart. There's no qal, qal, just words, words. So in Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's majlis of ashar, sometimes for hours and hours people used to sit. And he used to just go on and on, sometimes making them laugh in his poetry. and sometimes making them cry. Sometimes making them smile and sometimes making them weep. Sometimes making them tour the Jannat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And sometimes taking them through the Azab of Qabr and Azab of Hashar and Azab of Akhirah. That was his kamal. So tonight, I will read one of his poetry, in which he says, مجذوب کلے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے مجذوب کلے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے کام اس کا مگر سن لو رونا ہے رلانا ہے مجذوب کلے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے کام اس کا مگر سن لو رونا ہے رلانا ہے. If you want to bring Majzoob to your mehfil, then bring him. But then listen carefully before you bring him, that what is his job? What will he do? رونا ہے رلانا ہے. Sometimes he will cry and he will make you cry too. So if you want to cry, so then come to his majlis, come to his mehfil. Call him if you want to listen to his poetry. But then you will have to hear the pain of his heart. That pain of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love which is in his heart. That ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you will have to listen to that. So if a person is not desirous of that, so then he's saying, don't call me to your majlis and to your mehfil.
مجذوب کو لے آؤ محفل میں جو لانا ہے کام اس کا مگر سن لو رونا ہے رلانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے ہنستوں کو رلانا ہے روتوں کو ہنسانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے ہنستوں کو رلانا ہے روتوں کو ہنسانا ہے افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے. I have to make you hear, I have to make you listen to that deep-hearted pain. That pain of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ishq. That deep-hearted pain and longing to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to see His countenance in the Akhirat, in Jannat. That pain that comes when the person is restraining himself from haram, from forbidden things, solely for the pleasure of an Allah whom he is not even seeing with his eyes. He is just told that you have to believe in an Allah who is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. And he truly believes in that. And therefore he restrains himself. He is unconcerned about the criticism of the critics, and about the mockery and teasing and ridiculing of the stupid and the foolish ones who believe that they will remain in this world forever and ever, or that there is no such thing as a day of judgment, that there is no such thing as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to take an account of every action and every deed. So afsana e gham apna ro ro ke sunana hai. हंसतों को रुलाना है, रोतों को हंसाना है. Those who are indulging in sins, in vices, in evils, and not only indulging, but they are quite happy, they are smiling, they are laughing, they are giggling. They are in fact making a mockery of those who are making ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, such kind of people, to make them cry. Hasto ko rulana hai. Because they are not crying, they are not tearing, they are not weeping, they are not shedding tears of remorse and regret and shame. So through my poetry, I want to make them shed tears of regret. Hasto ko rulana hai. Aur roton ko hasana hai. And there are people who are occupied in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's worship. They are obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They try their level best to make the salat, give the zakat, fast in Ramadan, may go for hajj, fulfill the rights of everyone, distance themselves from everything that is haram, forbidden, indecent, obscene. They try their best, but still they cry, they tear, they say, Ya Allah, we haven't been able to do justice. And sometimes they cry so much that I fear that they may even fall sick. So such kind of people, then I make them laugh. So that laughter is for those kind of people. That there's gham upon their hearts, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we don't know whether He will forgive us or not for all the sins that we committed in our lives. And they become very depressed. So for them, you make them smile, you make them laugh now and again. You take them out of that depression, you give them hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, in Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. You give them hope, you tell them, don't despair, for Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared in the Quran Sharif that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all forgiving, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So that is for those people, that they are trying their level best to do everything that is right. Or they are ashamed now of whatever they had done in their past lives. And now they want to make amends. But shaitan is whispering in their ears, that person like you, where can you ever become a wali of Allah Ta'ala? Person like you who never saw the door of the masjid for 50 years, who devoured the property of the orphans and the widows, who was seen in the gambling dens, in the discos, in the cinemas and theatres, who was indulging in so much of zina, and now you talking of becoming waliullah and making tawbah, where can you ever become waliullah? So for such kind of people, then we tell them that have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Don't despair. But what you should do is now return to whomsoever whatever is due. Or at least ask for extension of time or ask for forgiveness. Don't dodge, don't evade, don't run away from your responsibilities and obligations. And slowly start making the qazas of whatever you have missed, namaz, roza, zakat. And in the same way, try to make amends, make istighfar, make tawbah, and see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will pick you up. He will raise you, He will give you elevation. He will give you such kind of qurb and muhabbat that people of this world who are kings and rulers don't even know. How many walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, their early life was what? Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz, what was he? As I always say, that if we have to say that he was like the leader of a syndicate of hijackers at that time, that will be correct. That is what he was. But then when he made tawbah, it was a sincere tawbah. They fulfilled the conditions of the tawbah, returning to whomsoever, whatever was due, etc., etc. Then he became of such a wali that his name is in the silsilas now. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye. How many times you have heard this? It is an antidote, it is an antibiotic. Whenever some ghurur and pride comes into our hearts, ki aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye, and kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye. People who were not recognized, people who were not in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, they were in sins and vices and evils. But Allah Ta'ala gave them tawfiq of tawbah and they reached great heights. And there were others who were at great heights, but their pride, their arrogance brought them crashing onto the ground. That we are holier than thou. This holier than thou attitude must come out of our hearts. There is nobody holier than the other until Qiyamah day, nobody knows. ہم ایسے رہے یا کہ ویسے رہے وہاں دیکھنا ہے کہ کیسے رہے. If Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq of namaz, tasbih, zikr, tilawat, then increase our shukr. And for those who are indulging in vices and evils, then make dua for them. With compassion, with love, with kindness, with politeness, invite them towards the sahih deen. But to have that pride that we are the only ones doing some kind of work of deen, or making tilawat or zikr or ibadat, and look at all the others what they are doing. The person, if he mentions it by way of information or out of grief and sorrow for what is happening, then that's permissible. But to consider oneself as having already crossed the pul sirat and entered Jannat, then that is stupidity.
Majzoob ko le aao, mehfil mein jo lana hai, kaam uska magar sun lo, rona hai rulana hai, afsaan-e-gham apna, رو رو کے سنانا ہے. افسانہ غم اپنا رو رو کے سنانا ہے, ہنستوں کو رلانا ہے, روتوں کو ہنسانا ہے. مجذوب سے کیا سمجھے, رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. مجذوب سے کیا سمجھے, رونا ہے کہ گانا ہے. آنکھوں میں تو آنسو ہے اور لب پہ ترانا ہے.
Who will recognize, who will make out whether it is rona hai ke gana hai? Outwardly, the people who are listening, they will say, what is Majzoob doing? He's reading poetry, he's singing away. They will say, it is ashar, it's poetry, it is just singing. Other people also sing in melodious voices, so Majzoob is singing poetry. That's what they will think. Where can they understand that in this poetry, Majzoob is not just singing like other singers? There's tears in his eyes, although there's singing on his lips. Where can we understand the language of the nightingale when it laments? Ask Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam what that bird is saying. He knew the language of the insects, creatures, birds, everything.
Majzoob se kya samjhe, rona hai ke gaana hai. Aankhon mein to aansu hai, aur lab pe tarana hai. Majzoob tera pairu, آج ایک زمانہ ہے. مجذوب تیرا پیرو,
आज एक जमाना है पीना ये तेरा गोया, दुनिया को पिलाना है मजजोब तेरा पैरू। आज एक जमाना है पीना ये तेरा गोया, दुनिया को पिलाना है। मजजूब, सडनली देयर इज अ होल लॉट ऑफ पीपल दैट आर फॉलोइंग यू। मजजूब तेरा पैरू, आज एक जमाना है, बिफोर दे वे नॉट अराउंड यू, बट नाउ व्हेन यू स्टार्टेड सिंगिंग इन द प्रेज ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला, singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you started singing the poetry of Islah and started giving the waaz and nasihat that you are giving, now large numbers are following you. Peena tera goya, dunya ko pilana hai. It seems that when you drank and became intoxicated in that love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that drinking of yours became the means of the intoxication of so many others in the world. If only we understand. If he had not drunk, of the ocean of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, at the feet of that great mujaddid-e-millat, Hazrat Maulanam, Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, then he was just a deputy collector in the British government time. Then he became an inspector of schools. So that's all he would have been known as. But when he drank of that ocean of ma'rifat, ocean of yaqeen, ocean of muhabbat, when he drank and when his heart was overfilled with that muhabbat, and when he became truly and really intoxicated in that muhabbat, then what should have happened is that that intoxication should have affected only him. But he says that's not the story. When a person gets intoxicated in the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that intoxication of his becomes the means of so many others becoming intoxicated. How many others become majzoob? How many others become ashiks of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when there's one true and real ashik? We see our buzurgan-e-deen, our pious and righteous elders, just one somewhere in some remote village sometimes, and thousands of people are drinking at his fountain. Thousands of people are drinking. What are they drinking? They are drinking that same water of ma'rifat, that same sharab of ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat, which he has drunk.
Majzoob tera pairo, आज एक जमाना है पीना तेरा ये गोया, दुनिया को पिलाना है। आते ही ये कहते हो अब हमें जाना है, आते ही ये कहते हो लो अब हमें जाना है। बदतर है न आने से ये आने में आना है।
So many people, they claim they want to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They also want to drink of that ocean of ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat. But he says the moment they arrive, they say we want to go. Before they even arrive, they say we want to go. Must make it very short because we want to leave. We are tired already. We traveled from a long distance. Or we worked the whole day. So we are not in the mood now. of listening to anything more. But we want marifat also, we want yaqeen also, we want that nisbat also, we want to become Allah walas also. But aate hi ye kehte hai ki ab hame jana hai. Abhi to aaye nahi aur kehte ab hame jana hai. Before they arrive, they are already planning to leave. So he says, this is worse than you're not coming. It is worse than even you're not coming. Because if you came to learn about marifat, yaqeen, muhabbat, so then the person must be able to spend enough time and digest and absorb. But we don't have that time. So then how do we expect to get those stages and those muqamat that they have traversed, they have reached? It was after great mujahada that they received those stages. But because of our weakness, because of our weakness, the mashayikh of our time, if they are mashayikh who are muhaqqiq, they understand the weakness of the ummah at large. They understand the problems of the ummah. They understand the environment that the ummah is living in. So then they make things easy. They make things easy. They don't say that you must sit after that whole night for hours and hours and hours. In that little while, they give so much of tawajjuh and so much of attention and so much of milk of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, or drink of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ma'rifat, that the person in the times gone by, he would have had to spend many, many hours and many, many days. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes them give it very, very quickly because of our weakness. And my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he gives an example of that. He says, before, if you had to cook paya, trotters, it would have taken a long, long time. Hours and hours they used to keep the water boiling, and they used to keep the pot above the fire. Then they were able to eat the trotters. Now he says, we've got microwave ovens. We just put it inside, and after a short while they say food is ready, because we are weak. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that made me the microwave oven of the time. People come to me for a little while too, inshallah they will get great benefit. That's what he says. So that is because of our weakness. We don't have that kind of time. But Madzub rahmatullah alayhi, we know how much of time he spent. So he says, aate hi ye kehte ho, lo ab hame jana hai. Better hai na aane se, ye aane mein aana hai. Kyun qais ke qisse ko sunte ho fasana hai. Kyun qais ke qisse ko sunte ho fasana hai. Majzoob khud ek zinda, majnoon zamana hai. As I said, don't worry about the singing. Listen to the words. Kyun qaisa kis qisse ko sunte. People are only interested in reading the stories in which there is qissa of Layla Majnu, Ashik Mashuk, romantic novels, romantic stories. Why do you want to read all those things? The majzub khud ek zinda majnoon zamana. In other words, if a person wants to really understand true ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and what is real and true and genuine ishq, so then look at the lives of the Ahlullah, the lives of the pious and the righteous, the God-fearing ones, Allah-fearing ones. In their lives you will see the true story of Majnoon. How they give their hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rest of it is not ishq. The Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi says that is fisq. illicit love relationships, they say, ishq mein mubtala ho gaya, ishq mein ye fisq hai. After a few days, see how they fight and argue and quarrel, and then leads to murders and killings and so many things. Is that ishq? And in the ishq of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's no killing. Yes, the person gives his own life. In the ishq of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But on the hukam of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Where it is permissible to you. But he doesn't fight with anybody else that why have you got ishq also of Allah ta'ala. We haven't heard of anybody fighting, one ashik of Allah ta'ala fighting with another ashik of Allah ta'ala. That I am ashik of Allah ta'ala, what right have you got to have ishq and love for Allah ta'ala? That is in this worldly muhabbat over pretty faces that you get everybody fighting. In the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's an ocean, there is no fight there. There's space for everybody. Everybody can become, the whole world, the whole mankind can become ashik of Allah ta'ala. And still, there'll be no problem. Jab dil hi laga baithe, har naaz uthana hai. Jab dil hi laga baithe, har naaz uthana hai. Sau baar manana hai. Jab dil hi laga baithe, har naaz uthana hai. Sau baar agar roothe, sau baar manana hai. When we have given our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so we will have to make the effort to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at any cost. Whatever gham we have to take, whatever pain we have to take, we must take. But we cannot distance ourselves or say that I have become angry now. And if Allah Ta'ala has become angry, so then we have to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala happy. Istighfar, Tawbah. 100 times if that cord snaps, then 100 times we have to join. An ashik of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he cannot be satisfied with a break in that relationship, in that association with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As Hazrat Khaja Sahib himself, how many times you have heard that, kushti to hai unse umr bar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba le. This wrestling is going to go on with shaitan till your dying day. Sometimes shaitan will overpower you and sometimes you will overpower shaitan. Kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba le. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If it snaps 100 times, then join it. Same thing he says here. 100 baar agar roothe to 100 baar manana hai. Jis tarah bhi mumkin ho, aaj unko sunana hai. Gis gis ke jabi dar par, bigri ko banana hai. Jis tarah bhi mumkin ho, aaj unko sunana hai. Gis gis ke jabi dar par, bigri ko banana hai. In whichever way it is possible, I have to rub my forehead on the ground and make my Allah pleased. Bigri ko banana hai. You have to put right, make amends, bring about a change, a reformation, a transformation. These things have become empty words now. You say, gis gis ke jabi dar par bigri ko banana hai. And jis tarah bhi mumkin ho, aaj unko sunana hai. Means I will say to my Allah, Ya Allah, this is my weakness, this is my shortcoming. I am helpless, I'm at your door. I'm rubbing my forehead before you. Ya Allah, give me hidayat, give me guidance. I want to be yours. I don't want to be the friend of nafs and shaitan, but sometimes nafs and shaitan overpowers me. Ya Allah, give me the himmat and the courage against nafs and shaitan, like that of the lion. Let me not become a fox.
हाँ यार सता ले तू जितना भी सताना है शिकवा न कभी लब पर लाया हूँ न लाना है.
He says, oh my Allah, you can take me through whichever route you wish. Put me through whatever difficulties, trials, hardships, but I'm not going to bring any kind of complaint on my lips. Test me. But of course, I have mentioned this many times, that in the kalam of the people of his caliber, sometimes we come across these type of things. Then it does not mean that now we too must tell, Ya Allah, test us as you wish. One little test will come and see what happens. People can't take even a little test today. A little test of poverty and they gone for hampers to some other organization. Or organization of some other faith. Islam has gone. One pretty face came in front and the person gives up his deen for the purpose of marriage to that pretty face. So we must not ask for any kind of test. We must say, Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, don't test us. But if any test comes, then make sabr over it. Khair, in any case, that much is enough for tonight. But what the lesson that we learn is that there is no other solution to our problems. We can go on talking and talking, talking till Qiyamah day. But there is no solution to our problems except turning towards Allah Ta'ala. The world doesn't understand that. The societies and nations don't understand that. The majority of the Muslims also now don't understand that. That the solution lies in turning towards Allah Ta'ala. We truly believe that. Adopt the means and your problems are solved. That's our yaqeen now. Do this, do that, and problems are over. But we forget that those are means, and those means have been created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if Allah Ta'ala wills, then those means will be a means of success. And if Allah Ta'ala does not will, then those very means will not be means of success. It's our yaqeen that if you've got a good car, flashy car, brand new car, you just drive it out of the garage, costing $1 million. So then that car must take you to your destination, finished. So why must we now say turn towards Allah Ta'ala? There's no need to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. That car will take you to the destination. But anyone with a little bit of intelligence and a little bit of aqal knows that how many cars they just drove out of the garage and the passengers all reached the graveyard. They became candidates of the cemeteries. How many cases? So the car is a means, there's no doubt. But even when adopting those means, we must turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Read those du'as of Safar for what reason? What is in those du'as of Safar? Builds up our yaqeen that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one now who will convey us to our destination. So make use of the means, but don't trust those means. And in every difficulty, and even when there's no difficulty, doesn't mean the person must wait when the person is in difficulty, when he's in problems, when he's hardship, when he's got sickness, weakness, poverty. So then we say, now turn towards Allah Ta'ala. When all other doors are closed, and the person fails totally getting any kind of assistance anywhere else, then you say, now let's try a little bit dua and salat. Try. After that, they say, now try. Whereas the first thing that we should do is turn towards Allah Ta'ala, then make use of the means. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me also solid iman, yaqeen. Give me also that muhabbat, that ma'rifat that we talk about, that ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and give it to the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then see what enjoyment there is in life. True enjoyment, real pleasure. Does not mean that person won't meet with accident or won't have poverty or will always wear new clothes and drive in new cars. Nothing like that. Sometimes that person could go through the most amount of difficulties. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, what kind of ashiks they were of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But yet, look at the difficulties they went through. So that is not going to be the criteria. Allah Ta'ala will give them sukoon in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala will give them such kind of tajalliyat in their hearts that they will be amongst us laughing, talking, joking, eating, drinking, everything. Normal person. But in their hearts there will be a current of Allah Ta'ala's love that will be flowing, which will give them such kind of sukoon that the kings don't know. Allah, the kings do. The other day we were walking here, then I said, look at those wires that are hanging there on the poles. So many places they write there, 30,000 watt running through that, 100,000, 500,000, and even more than that, there's a current running through that wire. So some places they say don't touch, they keep it right up, and if you come near also they say it could affect you. Yet if you look at that wire from a distance, do you see anything? I told those friends, I said, do you see those wire, that wire jumping up and down or dancing? And because it's 300,000 watt running through it, so it's nothing. It's as if it is, nothing is happening. But just touch it and see what happens. It will make us jump 100,000 feet. But from the outside, nothing. It seems as if nothing is happening. So that tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when it comes into the hearts of the Allah walas, then we don't seem very much happening from the outside. But ask them what kind of enjoyment they are getting in those waves of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat that is flowing in those hearts.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل تیرے بہرے میرے بہرے غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی اے موجے مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے واللہ
nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Ya Allah, the waves of your ocean of muhabbat, they are unending, they are flowing continuously. तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب. الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. My beloved Allah, my رحيم Allah, my كريم Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, so many young friends on this Saturday night, when there are so many attractions and distractions in the outside world, when so many of their young friends are in cinemas, discos, rave clubs, drugs, dens, vices and evils, in adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, they are sitting here in the masjid. My beloved Allah, with the barakat of their sitting, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, it is a sacrifice that they have made. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are pulling in a different direction, but they responded and answered your call. Ya Allah, they wish to become obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wish to fill their hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they wish to distance themselves from all that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the sitting of these young friends of mine, Ya Allah, forgive our sins too. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko bhi maaf kar de. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, bless each and every one with hidayat, with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Hey, very pyare Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, on the day of judgment, cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba kiram, the tabi'in, the tabi'in, the awliya'i siddiqeen, our mashayikh. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our wealth, in our life, in our children. Ya Allah, make our children righteous and pious. Make them obedient to you, obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa-e-jariya for us. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq to do all that is pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance them from the cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs and all the haram establishments. Ya Allah, make all of us yours and become ours. Mere Mawla, hum sab ko apna bana. Aur hamara ban ja, hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا my beloved Allah make us yours give us the taste of the sweetness of your marifat distance us from nafs and shaitan Ya Allah, the environment is vicious. Storms of fitnas are lashing at us from our right, from our left, from in front of us, behind us, above us. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Mawla, hamare hal par raham farma. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے یا اللہ change the condition of our hearts یا اللہ ایک دن موت آنی ہے don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. Mere Mawla, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents, our family members and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, har qisam ke fitne se hamari hifazat farma. Hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitin ke fitno se hifazat farma. Mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma. Jadugaro ke jadu se hifazat farma. Shayatin aur jinnat ke asarat se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protection lies in your hands. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all kinds of haram action. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill all your commands and the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, these young friends of mine, who have made the intention, the niyat, the irada of becoming obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it extremely easy for them. Remove all difficulties, obstacles in their path. Ya Allah, teri muhabbat aur marifat inko naseeb kar le. Ey mere Allah, in sab ko qubool kar le. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are the hearts of all those people who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Mere Allah, unki nek muradon ko aur tamannaon ko pura kar de. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests, the trials, the pain, the suffering. That each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is facing. Ya Allah, with your fazl, remove their suffering, their pain, their hardship, their difficulties. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam.
our brothers in Palestine, our sisters in Palestine, our children in Palestine. Ya Allah, they are being bombarded day and night. No electricity, no water. My beloved Allah, what kind of pain and suffering they are going through. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalim Yahudis. And if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, give the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the tawfiq of making amal on all the teachings of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, America, jahan bhi pareshan mein, Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur kar. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.